A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah's governor says he will not push for a mask mandate as families and educators prepare to return to the classroom. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Second, a West Valley man who was found with explosive devices at Hunter Library is facing several charges after being arrested. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
You have about 4 to 5 miles of solid stop-and-go delays westbound I-80, and they start as you're near the Great Salt Lake and continue to the SR-201 junction, where we've had a crash that also sparked a grass fire. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A line of storms that go from the Uintas down to southwestern Utah, but partly cloudy here along the Wasatch Front. I'm Kevin Eubank.
91 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles have surged 740% in the past month. The county's health director says it's due to the Delta variant. President Biden says COVID-19 remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Last month, a study showed that over 99% of COVID-19 deaths have been among the unvaccinated. 99%. This is an American tragedy.
He's encouraged state and local governments to do more to get people vaccinated, including offering financial incentives. Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker is demanding an Olympic athlete from his state who tested positive for the virus be given follow-up tests and allowed to compete if they're negative.
This is an injustice that can still be rectified if the Olympic Committee will be fair.
Pole vaulter Sam Kendricks is supposed to compete tomorrow. Attorney General Merrick Garland urging Texas Governor Greg Abbott to rescind an executive order which restricts transportation of migrants who recently arrived in the state. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:47, and time for the KSL In-Depth.
Wild weather, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Cedar City and Moab are still cleaning up after flash floods earlier this week, and some areas are still without power. Moab Mayor Emily Niehaus spoke to KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic about the fallout from the flooding.
I'll tell you, we are known for our whitewater recreation on the Colorado River, but last night we were watching rivers flow throughout the city. It was like class 2 whitewater down our streets. It was pretty epic, and the muddy water really did some damage. We're still assessing kind of private property, who all was impacted the worst.
She says she's worried about more storms this season.
The biggest fear is that last night's storm that did, you know, quite a bit of damage, but it's not the last of it, but we're going to have a pretty heavy monsoon season, I think, this year, and we're expecting more rain tonight. So I want to say thank you to everyone that has reached out to me and the Moab community. How can they help?
And she's encouraging residents to get ready for the worst.
But that's the thing with the monsoon season and the rains. You never know where they're going to localize, and you never really know what you're going to get. And so we are encouraging residents right now to get their sandbags today and to put them out and just prepare for monsoon season. And we've got our football team at 1:00 today. They're going to be filling sandbags for residents that can come get them at the city ball fields, the west entrance of our city ball fields. The community is really coming together. Water is like what we need for life, but it also can be the most damaging thing in the West, so we're just trying to get prepared.
Vineyard Mayor Julie Fulmer coordinated an effort in Utah County to have 50,000 sandbags sent down to the South to help combat future floods. Flash flood warnings are in effect today in popular national parks like Canyonlands and Capitol Reef, as well as Glen Canyon and Grand Staircase Escalante. Triple Team Traffic and its emergency traffic coverage sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Again, about a 4 to 5 mile solid delay westbound I-80 starting near the Great Salt Lake and continuing almost to the SR-201 junction. With these westbound I-80 delays, tack on an extra 30 to 45 minutes minimum depending where you are on the backups. To get into Tooele County, it's all due to a crash that's been blocking a right lane that also sparked a grass fire. Delays southbound I-15 with slow and go and stop and go speeds. 4500 South Murray down to 106 South Sandy. Michelle?
Well, we still have delays southbound I-15 in Utah County. This is in spots from American Fork down into Linden on the flip side, from Orem up into American Fork. And unusual delays, we have some slowdowns in Wasatch County. This is southbound Highway 40 approaching River Road. More delays in Summit County northbound SR-224 approaching Kimball Junction. Steve?
It's a long train of traffic right now. Solid slowdowns in Davis County, northbound 15 between Lagoon and Clearfield. Southbound I-15 still jammed up between I-84 down into Sunset. For those on northbound Highway 89, scattered slow spots between Main Street and South Weber Drive, and now southbound 89. Rolling slow as well from Skyline Drive down into Uinta through or to the I-84 ramps. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like a good chance of wet weather over the weekend. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, the 7-day forecast is a bit split. The first half, pretty stormy. The second half, not so much. Today we've got thunderstorms, but most are south and east of the Wasatch. But overnight, they'll creep towards the Salt Lake area, and then widespread storms on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Moderate to heavy rain possible over the next 4 days with highs in the 80s. Drier air then returns for our Tuesday, and we're back to sunshine and low to mid-90s for Wednesday, Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's hard to complain. We need the rain. 91 degrees downtown, 103 degrees in St. George.
If you have Medicaid and you're 65 or older, or you have a disability, you could receive lots of extra money-saving benefits every year from Molina Healthcare. Just sign up for our special Molina Medicare Complete Care Plan. Every year, you could get $3,000 in dental coverage, an eye exam plus $300 for eyewear. You can get a hearing exam and two hearing aids, and more than $1,000 for over-the-counter items. Molina Medicare Complete Care lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits, and it has a vast network of doctors. Best of all, it offers you valuable extra benefits you deserve. If you have Medicaid, call Molina Healthcare today at 866-533-1043. That's 866-533-1043. Molina Medicare Complete Care, HMO-SMP, is a health plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a state Medicaid program. Enrollment in Molina Medicare Complete Care depends on contract renewal. Product offered by Molina Healthcare of Utah, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Molina Healthcare, Inc.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
KSL News Time, 5:55. We are watching Utah's Money. It's National Chicken Wing Day. Free wings are available galore. Restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters, and 7-Eleven all have special deals and freebies today. KSL Drives, Volkswagen reported record earnings for the first half of the year, far surpassing pre-pandemic levels. Company did so well, it's now raising profit margin targets for the second time in 3 months. Facebook is getting its hands on augmented reality. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is working on smart glasses, nicknamed Orion, with Ray-Ban. Zuckerberg says the glasses could totally replace phones. You can take calls, see information, and even watch and broadcast live streams from them. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up by 153 points. It finished the day at 35,084. S&P was up by 18. The NASDAQ up by 15. The U.S. economy grew 6.5% on an annual basis in the second quarter.
The economy is now back to its pre-pandemic size, even though second quarter growth fell below expectations. The still strong 6.5% growth rate reflects the uptick in vaccinations and reopenings. Now the concern is the pandemic could again dampen the economy with the onset of the Delta variant, though the impact is not expected to be as dramatic as last year. In a separate report, the Labor Department said 400,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. Weekly jobless claims had been dropping but were elevated the last 2 weeks. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.